Hello again, Gooners. Not much to say hello about, really, is it today? Wherever you're listening, I hope you're having a good day or nice evening. Well, it's been a bit destroyed, hasn't it, by VAR. Imagine if VAR did the weather. It'd be a sunny day and VAR would come along and turn it all to rain, thunderstorms, and it would be... Who would predict that Arsenal would lose a point because of VAR yet again? I suppose quite a lot of you, actually, because when you think about it, VAR has been the bane of Arsenal. Let's make no bones about that. So what am I going to discuss? Well, the goalkeeping situation. Kai Havertz, who's got his own song now, but it's only the one goal from the spot so far. And Nketiah, talking of goals, or lack of. Saka's form, Odegaard's injury, the goal itself that cost Arsenal a point at Newcastle after a decent performance. Was it over the line? Was it offside? Was it a push? I'll discuss all those things briefly. The form of Rice and Saliba and the substitution policy of Arteta. All those things coming out. I'd like to give you a bit of music to back this, but it's not to be, I think. Anyway, let's start with the goalkeeping situation then. My view, I know a lot of people don't agree with it, but my view is Raya is a big step up on Ramsdale. I like Ramsdale. I think he's great for the club, or has been. But Raya's the real McCoy. For me, he might not be the tallest. And yes, he made a mistake on the goal because he flapped. It's the only mistake he made in the entire game. It was very costly. The goal shouldn't have stood. We'll come to that later. But Raya really is a safe pair of hands. He literally is. When crosses come in, he catches most of them. And if he doesn't, he punches it so far away. He did a two-fisted punch that it virtually went out of play, I think. Quite high up the pitch. This guy... he passes the ball like a centre-back. He's brilliant. I've got no issue with Raya whatsoever. He does get the jitters occasionally, but I think that's down to the fans not being fully behind him. I think they need to learn that this guy's here to stay. Talking of guys or Kais, what about Havertz? Should he have got a red card? No, I don't think so. It was a reckless challenge that he put in at Newcastle. He slid along the ground. He did put in another reckless challenge, so he could have been sent off on another day. So perhaps Arsenal fans should be glad that didn't happen. But it was only a yellow card offence. He did catch the player, but it wasn't that awful. I don't know why the Newcastle Orcs were running around, flapping their hands, going mental, causing fights all over the pitch. One of the guys, I found it quite funny, from the Arsenal Opinion podcast, AOP, Le Grove, in other words. One of them said, it's just like Stoke City of old. And the interesting thing is Stoke, they played in stripes as well, obviously different colour stripes. So I think it's just these stripy teams. They love to get physical with Arsenal, and they think that's the way to beat Arsenal. Obviously Newcastle, a massive upgrade on Stoke City of the old Tony Pulis years. But nevertheless, they go about their business in the same sort of way. So I look at it and just think Arsenal have got to be better than that. But Kai Havertz, he put in a decent shift from my perspective. Although, as I said before, he could have been... I would have considered taking him off after that challenge, even though I don't think it was as X-rated as the Orcs seem to think. So other players that could have been taken off or were taken off, and Nketiah got a decent run, but he's also had a long run of games without a goal away from home. It's a massive goal drought now. 19 games he's gone without scoring. That's quite a spell. So somebody needs to give him a bit more magic in front of goal. He's got it at the Emirates, but when he goes away, I think he's got a different psychology. His work rate, I'm not questioning that. To be honest, I think even the AOP agreed with this, that actually, if you really break it down, who made the more impact on the game, Nketiah or Saka? I think Nketiah. But yeah, so I felt he's got amazing fitness. He's always sniffing for goals, but something's not going right, obviously, away from home. So they need to work on that. They need to bring in a sports psychologist, get him having a different mindset for the away games. Just keep him as he is. So, I mean, my suggestion would be make him think he's at home when he's away, however you do that. And trust me, there's a lot that sports psychology can do to improve performance in that way. What sports psychologists can't do, though, is turn an injured player into a non-injured player. And obviously, that's the situation with the captain, Odegaard, not even on the bench, because some people blaming Arteta for this. I don't know the ins and outs, but he played against West Ham in the League Cup just a few days ago. Obviously, a defeat. Odegaard scored. But what good is that to Arsenal's title challenge, is what people are up in arms about. Because was it a good decision to play him against West Ham? It depends. Depends how you look at it. I'd probably say no with hindsight, but maybe needed a bit of game time because you missed the previous game. Maybe that's why Arteta tried him out against West Ham, and obviously it backfired. Are there other reasons for his absence? We don't know. We only know what we're told. Saka, I feel, is probably playing with an injury. This guy gets kicked left, right and centre. And I've been saying this for some time. There needs to be another way for Saka to play. He needs to probably release the ball a bit earlier because he's surrounded by three players. So on the plus side, he's taken out a lot of the opposition just by being on the pitch. So you can see why Arteta plays him. How injured he is, I don't know. I don't even know if he's got an injury, but he has been kicked so much. I don't remember seeing a player kick that much since Diego Maradona, and that goes back some time. Okay, so yeah, he's been kicked a lot. Obviously, a lot of Arsenal players get, you know, bumps and bruises, game in, game out. But so far, Declan Rice, he's rising above all of that. He was a dominant force in midfield. I was very impressed with his performance, driving Arsenal on. He never gives up. This guy is something else. He's possibly one of the best players I've ever seen at Arsenal, although it's a bit early to get too carried away about that. And then what about Saliba? Another great performance from Saliba, although I think he did get turned at one point, which may have led to the goal. When Newcastle made a substitution and took off Wilson, who Saliba basically had him in his pocket most of the time, just after that, I think Saliba had a bit of a rough time temporarily, but then he seemed to get his game on once more. So alongside him, of course, Gabriel, in and out of the team a bit. I don't know why that is. I can't fathom it at all. I wouldn't. The Polish boy, what's his name? Kiowa. He's quite good and he's got better, but not quite sure he's totally up to speed yet. I think in the last game I saw him, was it Sheffield United? He was pretty strong. But then why is Arteta chopping and changing the back line? I don't think that really helps. Maybe Gabriel was carrying an injury previously, but he left him out at the start of the season. Never understood it. I think Gabriel's he's certainly one of the best defenders at Arsenal. It's no doubt. Kiva isn't of the same calibre, in my opinion. So talking about Gabriel, of course, the goal that should never have stood against Newcastle, for three reasons it shouldn't have stood. A lot of people have been complaining, saying the ball went out of play, and I believe, yes, it did. It did go out of play when Willock retrieved it. Everybody switched off. This was the issue. So Arsenal need to address that. Raya being one of those players who switched off. But the defenders weren't really on their game because they thought it had gone off for a goal kick. But you can't switch off. You got to play to the whistle, and they didn't do that. And yes, it's true. When you look at the replays, all the pictures I've seen, the ball is clearly over the line. I don't know what Dermot Gallagher is talking about, even though I have a lot of respect for him. Can't understand why he's trying to say that the ball, it's not whether the ball's out of play, it's whether it's in play or vice versa. It doesn't make any sense. It's just, it's out of play. The whole of the ball was over the line, according to all the pictures that we've seen. So if that's not out of play, then what is? And then it gets worse because the cross comes in from Willock and Gabriel gets a shove in the back, two-handed shove, which is a foul in any game of football that you play. Although I must admit, I've experienced it and there was no foul and that ended up as a goal. But in any normal professional game, it should be a foul Why the ref didn't give that, I have no idea. Maybe he was poorly positioned. But when he saw the replay or was told of the replay, VAR should be clearing up this situation. It was clear and obvious that he was fouled. Whether they say, maybe they're saying about the one that was on the goal line, maybe they didn't have the right camera angle, but I'm pretty sure they had the right camera angle for the shove. Or if they haven't got the right camera angles, what are they doing anyway? Why don't they use some of the broadcasters' camera angles? Then it would be clear and obvious. And then finally, the offside. I wasn't too sure about that. I thought it was offside because obviously Raya looked like he was further forward than Gordon, who ended up scoring the goal. So therefore, there was one Arsenal player between him and the goal when he received it. The issue I had with that was I thought the ball might have gone backwards, or if it doesn't go forwards, you're not offside. And I'm not sure it went forward from the angle that I saw it at. So I'm not sure I'd give it offside, but I'm 100% sure I'd give the push. And at the time, I wasn't sure about the ball being over the line, but in hindsight, sure about that. So on two counts, Arsenal were extremely unlucky. What's not unlucky, though, is the substitutions. Bringing on Vieira doesn't really fill anyone with confidence right now. When Arsenal are chasing a game, he's not the player you want to see, really. He didn't have a good game. He rarely does. And he's, as everybody's saying, he's too lightweight. I don't like just joining the crowd of criticism. But here, I always called him the twig. I just couldn't understand why Arsenal signed this player. He's had his moments. There have been few and far between. But he has had moments when he scored a blinding goal, for example. Was it Brentford away, I think? Not sure. So he's had his moments and he's got a great name, you know, Vieira. But he's no Patrick Vieira, is he? Fabio Vieira is nothing like Patrick Vieira. They don't even play in the same position as such, even though they're both regarded as midfielders. But this Vieira, he just look at him, he might break. You know, any sort of wind speed would snap that twig. So to me, I just don't see why Arteta's got so much faith in this guy. But then maybe he's not really got many other options. There are a lot of injuries. Jesus is sorely missed. This was a game a lot of people said that Emil Smith Rowe was crying out for Emil Smith Rowe to play in a game like this. And I agree, but he's injured again. So what can you do? Trossard came on, got a bit of a stick for his performance. I couldn't quite see why. I mean, to me, the game was already gone. When he came on, I mean, his corners weren't amazing, but they were better than some of the other corners I saw, or as good as, or as bad as previous corners. So when I think it was Gary Neville criticising Trossard, I didn't really understand that criticism. So overall, we've got to look back on it, say there were a couple of good performances, at least two. Jorginho actually played quite well. Rice was outstanding. Saliba, mostly excellent. Gabriel had a good game, I thought. I wasn't really sure of the subs. Zinchenko, I don't know why he had to come on. I think he's a great player, but I didn't feel that was the right game for him because it was a very physical game and there were a lot of pace merchants out on the pitch. And Zinchenko didn't get done by any of them, so I can't really complain about that. But obviously, everyone's going to be complaining about the VAR decision in the Arsenal camp. But the only good news I've got for you is that when you get injustice, you get fueled by that sense of injustice. So I like to think that Arsenal will go on to bigger, better and greater things after that disappointment. So that's all for now. Till the next time. Adios, amigos.